A Journey into the Unknown. Book 15, Secrets of the Unknown. Chapter 16. Individual souls are also microdroplets of God energy. The difference between individual souls and group souls is about managing a smaller terrain and much more specific sets of responsibilities. Activating a human body involves constantly challenging it to not choose its operating system. Activating a plant involves always following along with the programming. They are different and can produce wildly different results at the end of the day in regard to providing an increase. Humans have the potential to provide a huge increase, but they also have the potential to do an incredible amount of damage. It can be like high-stakes poker. If someone in a difficult situation can just let their light shine through. Too often the light is obscured to such a degree that it can't. And the negative part of the programming can have the potential to destroy potential growth. With individual souls, God has created an operating system, a choice system that can choose something that is the opposite of God's nature: fear. But fear lives inside God too. Every fearful thought and fearful act is part of God too, because love can contain and accept fear too. Where did fear come from? God created the mechanism for the creation of fear, the ego. So you can say, and would be correct in saying, that God created fear. Why? To challenge itself to grow by not choosing it, by choosing love over it. Most humans are incapable of truly creating anything, but they can be really good at inventing and making things. Humans didn't create fear itself, but they increase it every time they buy into it and make a choice based on it. They misperceive themselves and the world due to their operating system, but it's the one they were born with. They agreed to be in this reality to overcome their natural operating system. And God is the one who created this operating system as it has created everything else.